welcome to A Little Gay Not Gay. If you would like to hop on the phone, we tend to take phone calls when we're in studio more, and yeah. We are in studio more today. So 214-787-1310, if you've always had a gay not gay and always dreamed of delivering it on the air. Who wants to start? Anyone?
I have posted one to the Bob and Dan Twitter feed, Dan. It's a picture that goes along with the Gay Not Gay, so you can check it out for yourself. But here it is. Dear Gay Not Gay. My girlfriend is claiming my purchase of this Dallas Cowboys teddy bear is gay. Granted, a grown man owning a stuffed animal is definitely gay, but I'd like to know if there's a sports exemption. She also says even if there is a sports exemption, it's negated by the fact that I've named it DeMarcus Bear. So is there a sports exemption to a man owning a teddy bear? Even a Cowboys teddy bear. Thanks from P1 John. I can't think of an exemption, sir. It's a teddy bear. Now, he is in a fashionable Cowboys hoodie, but...
He named it DeMarcus Bear, though.
Don't you give it to your girlfriend?
Yeah. You need to give it to the girl. You can...
What if you break up? Should you give it to her with a prenup on the bear, making sure you get it?
You keep that engagement ring, but I'll take DeMarcus Bear back.
That's almost as gay as Flies Minnelli from
Flies Minnelli. How did I not know he was gay?
Or Zsa Gabboa. I celebrate DeMarcus Bear. That's a funny name, but it's still gay.
It's very creative.
Dear Bad Radio, I will be going to Vegas for the first time in April, and I need a ruling. Is it gay to take my own pillow to Vegas with me? It is made with real feathers, and it's very comfortable. One of my friends said it might be the gayest thing he's ever heard. And now in all caps, but it is made with real feathers!
Boy,
is there a feather exemption? Please, I need to know if this is gay or not gay. Bullseye.
I feel like I have an overruling gay not gay.
What do you mean?
Is it gay to debate this a month before your trip? Like, if you've actually thought, you know, I'm going to Vegas in a month. What about this pillow issue? I have to get sorted out before then.
Do you want my vote?
Now, Dan, you bring household stuff with you on this road trip, right?
I'm going to say totally not gay.
You bring your own
blankie. Bring your own pillow, dude. Yeah, I enjoy my own comforter, although going to the...
Did you give up on the comforter? Is a $400 a night barrier that says if the hotel costs more than that, you'll use their comforter?
Yeah, I felt like I was good with the Ritz's of the world that we stayed at with the Stars. And we already had so much luggage, I thought that would be kind of ridiculous for me to bring the big suitcase so I could fit my blankie in there.
Like all the hockey players can leave home for a week and all they have is like the stewardess pull behind, whereas we're packed like Princess Diana is heading to...
Well, we got to wear work clothes, then we got going to game clothes.
Look, I know you got a lot of excuses ready.
It's a tough thing.
But if we need a valet to push all our stuff behind
radio equipment.
But it worked, right?
How about Tom, who needed to leave
Where's
the show?
Where's the Sherpa?
Hold on. I know your suitcase was heavy only because Donovan kept crying about that.
Oh, my goodness.
One day he had to carry it for like 3 minutes. But did you need to leave the show a half hour early the day we left so that you can get all the equipment?
We really thought when you said that you were going to have the equipment, you had to pack it up. I thought he'd have a burro following behind him as he pulls him on it. You know, it was just loaded down.
He left a half hour early. He's in there talking to Melissa.
Seriously.
He's right there. He's standing right outside
saying goodbye to the sales girls.
All this equipment
sure
Tom had
okay.
was
I
really,
literally wasn't.
It was really the size of a briefcase.
It was.
It was heavy.
It was way heavy.
Like, yeah, a real heavy briefcase.
But it didn't still. Take you a half hour to get it to the car.
It might have.
It didn't.
You know?
Go.
Dear Gay Not Gay, occasionally you see dude riding around with his gal. It's common, I guess, for gal to kick off her shoes and display her pedicure on the passenger dash. I can't say I have a problem with that. Yesterday I saw dude riding around with dude. Need I continue? Yes. Dude's buddy was shoes off, riding shotgun, and had his giant bear number 12 up on the dash.
His big Wookiee feet.
Gay or not gay.
Yeah, that's weird. You don't need to do that, dude. Come on. That's a chick thing. Right? Get your bare feet out there.
You need to be comfortable, though.
Hairy toe knuckles.
Yeah, feels good.
Your big Sasquatch feet out there for all to see.
There's a lot of things that feel good.
Everyone's trying to have lunch.
That you don't do.
You want to share your feet with the world. Hey, Bad Radio.
So I've heard.
Guys, I have a quick gay not gay for you. It's NCAA tournament bracket time.
Hell yeah.
Which may be gay itself.
No way.
But I have a coworker who has announced today that he was going to choose the winner of each game by what city he would rather go shopping in. All right. We may be redefining the gay not gay segment here. Not where you'd rather live, not where you'd rather golf or party, but where you'd rather go shopping. Only you guys can decide. Thanks for your courage.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, we don't even have to answer, right?
No, we don't.
Like yesterday.
He'll probably win the pool.
My wife was excited because I agreed to go to Target with her because we needed a few things.
She was excited about that?
Well, she just pointed out that I had not gone in a shopping environment outside of a quick Christmas panic shop in over a year. I have never, like, she thought, it's the little things.
Well, she also hasn't hosted a sports talk show. I'm saying, you got your job, she's got hers.
There's
a
lot of witty retorts, but it's the little things in the marriage that just keep it strong.
Yeah, you're right. My wife gets excited.
And the annual trip to Target was a big thing for her.
She got out the camera.
Did you get a little pretzel or anything? Get some Starbucks to walk around
with? Yeah, we got the Starbucks.
Nice.
Tried the black cherry mocha.
No way.
It's weird.
How's that?
It's a little much. I'm going to stick with the mocha.
Really?
Yeah. Don't need black cherry in there as well.
Panning Starbucks.
Well,
got a year to get over it.
I'm still a faithful customer.
What about a cherry mocha?
Never tried it.
Dear Gay Not Gay, I was at happy hour tonight. Two guys shared a can of Skol, but that's not my question. They are both spitting into the same styrofoam cup.
That's ridiculous.
Is this gay? Baby arm Jimmy.
Dude.
Is there a shortage?
In our dorm room, where renegades at Liberty University would totally turn their nose at the handbook, Dan, and just break rules.
Was no chewing tobacco in the...
I'm pretty sure the Liberty Way did not want you to drink, smoke, or chew, or go with girls who do, I believe was the...
Do what?
Was Shakespeare write that? Pretty good.
I think that's the whole handbook. It's just that. Anyway, we would be playing NHL 94, trying to make Gretzky's head bleed, and oftentimes...
Leg shake.
Yeah, oftentimes in the dorm room while you're playing NHL 94 on your Sega Genesis, dudes would be dipping and chewing and doing whatever they do.
Have to.
And I swear to you, on a regular basis, one moron would want to fill a 2-liter bottle with his dip refuse.
I've seen that.
And they would just share it.
Yeah.
And just hand over. I mean, think about
putting your mouth
on.
So that's a tiny little hole
really,
there?
Really small space.
Like, yeah. I was just pontificating. I'm trying to figure out whether it's gay just to mix your spit in a wide open.
It's just so gross.
That is gross.
And then, of course, it's the accident tip over in the middle of the night.
Do they put, like, Kleenex or something inside?
Or the other guy is the 20-ounce cup, and he dumps a couple Kleenexes in there and uses that for half a semester.
That is...
Seriously. Semester. You should use one night, and then you throw it away.
Well, yeah, when you were 19, were you making these thoughtful decisions?
Those cups cost money.
I don't remember being 19.
Dear Gay Not Gay, my boss came in this morning with a Gay Not Gay. He works out at the Y. This morning, he was in the men's changing room and noticed there were two other guys in the room. No big deal, right? Until one guy holds up two different ties, says to the other guy, which one of these do you think looks better?
Is this a rerun?
Is it?
Did we do this one?
Sounds familiar.
Okay, my
bad. What's the date on this?
Did we do it when I was 19?
March. I got it March 2nd?
I think we did it 2 weeks ago.
My bad.
But since we did it,
since there's
always new listeners. Yes,
yeah, this is a best of.
A best of. A classic gay night gay. Yes. If you have to ask your buddy to pick your tie.
Was I out?
That's not gay.
Just asking
some
for
guys
advice.
Don't have as much fashion sense.
Right.
We can't all be blessed like you, Bob.
No, but I'm thinking that's where Tom would go find the most attractive girl in the cubicle area and do it with her.
But you're at the Y.
Mm-hmm. Two ties.
Two ties.
So you're in the Y dressing room?
Right.
Yeah, then you can't go find a chick. Why are you carrying around two ties, nerd?
Colorblind.
Always prepared.
Now help me.
Two ties? Shouldn't you have picked that out before, though?
You can use ties for other things.
Let's see.
First of all, who wears a tie?
Like what?
Yeah.
Losers.
Dear Gay Not Gay, my brother was in town this past weekend. Through some random conversation, I told him I feel taller than I used to. So one thing led to another. Then we had a challenge to see exactly how tall we are. So I located a door jamb on the tile floor. Then I got a level. I stood with my heels against the wall, and he put the level on my head and made me mark on the door jamb. I did the same for him. It appeared he was about a quarter or eighth inch taller than me. I always thought I was taller than he was. For the last 25 years, I've been telling people I'm 5'9 and a half, maybe 5'10. Turns out I'm 5'8 and 3/4. So I went and got another tape measure.
There's more?
This cheap one made in Japan must not be accurate. Same reading. This led me to believe that most men would have the same experience if they took the time to do this. Do not trust the doctor's office. They do a quick check and they really don't care.
But too tall.
I think they even let you keep your shoes on. Maybe that's what happened all those years ago and I just went with it. Whatever the case, I'm very disappointed in the truth. I feel totally cheated. Was it gay for my brother and I to measure each other? And I might throw on the question, is it gay? He's really going off about this, but...
He sent you 10 paragraphs to ask you.
When... I think height is a big deal.
Very big deal.
Growing up, like you say, you know, longingly looked in the mirror at your hair, you know, in your 20s,
sure.
Wondering what's going on here. I think there's some people, I don't know...
What's
if,
that?
Especially if you're challenged. I was 5'2 going to the 11th grade.
That's you know, it? Peter Brady.
That's it, dude.
Really?
Peter Brady. Do you ever remember
sucked.
The Brady Bunch episode where he would just hang on the jungle gym?
How could I forget
for
that?
For like an hour a day, trying to get taller.
Was that the Don Drysdale episode?
No, they're not all the same episode. Oh. They had like hundreds of episodes.
Some people just accept it.
Do you?
After a while,
like,
yes.
So, poor did groups. You do a scouting report on yourself? Like, you're 10 or whatever, and you look at your dad, and you're like, shh.
Yeah, 5'6 dad, 5'1 mom. I knew I didn't have a chance.
Well,
like, I was always the shortest in my class, no matter when it happened.
But then you sold your house to Dirk, and everything seemed okay.
Yeah, so scoreboard.
Like, don't we always have these gay things in our minds?
Then you went to your suite at the new Cowboys Stadium.
And it all felt okay.
But these gay things that seem like a big deal, and I don't know why it is that you stared longingly at your hair, but certainly everything's fine, right?
Well, yeah,
so
but
what?
At the time, you think it's going to keep you from getting hired.
Well, and as I was growing up, I always wanted to be 6 foot,
I got to
6 foot pretty
and
easily, and then went past, and then you know what? What's really the difference? What's that gotten me?
It's a big difference because you passed it.
What has having a bunch of hair gotten me different
well,
than if
I
and now with me being 5'2",
all
in
these
the
things we worry
grade,
about are not worth
wanna,
worrying
and
about.
And I want it to be 6 foot.
Well, they aren't, but try explaining that to a high schooler.
Right, maybe.
Right. I know.
You
maybe I
could
have gotten that one chick if I had 5 more inches.
Once you get close to 40, then you kind of give up and everything's okay. But when you're 18, you haven't given up. You still think. You're going to be that movie star.
Well, I'm sorry I promoted phones, tons of screen calls.
These are
and
good
we
ones,
can't
too.
Even take any.
They're awesome.
So, hi, you're on Gay Not Gay. Go ahead.
Hey, homies. What about this dumb farm game on the Facebook? And also...
Farmville.
Farmville. What about tagging people and sending people a beer?
Mafia Wars and Vampire
and
Wars.
If someone pokes me again on Facebook...
I'm just gonna snap.
Yeah, can you curb? You should make an app where you can curb someone back. Like if they poke you, then you're allowed to have them open their mouth around the curb and you slam
Whoa.
Your foot in the back
Whoa.
Of the head.
Hit the
Whoa.
Theme expo. Let's end there.
Maybe. It's a game, not game.
What?
It's kinda hard to
what?
Say.
What? No, keep the thing.
If it's gay or not gay. All right, up next. Let's kick the football around. Maybe pass it. Let's get the old pigskin out. Throw it around. Talk some football on the ticket.
Yeah, that's gay.